at our baptisms, or our parents made it for us and we renewed it at our confirmations. At our baptisms, we made the promise to serve the Lord faithfully. And one of the duties of a Christian is to follow the Ten Commandments, right? They lead to happiness. They lead to fulfillment. And the third commandment, as we all know, right, is keep holy the Sabbath day, okay? And one of the precepts of the church applying that commandment into a modern day in practicality is that we attend Mass on every Sunday and holy day of obligation. We made this promise. Our parents made it for us. We renewed it. And it's a very serious obligation, right? So that's why, as Catholics, we always attend Mass on Sundays. So that will be beginning once again on June 26th. The church isn't trying to be restrictive by saying we have to go to Mass. The church is our mother. She cares for us. She knows that we need the Holy Eucharist. She knows that we need to participate in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. You know, the church has been around for over 2,000 years. She's outlived tyrants. She's outlived bad leadership. She's outlived all sorts of different things. She keeps on going. You know, especially with our modern day, with all the scandals that have happened in the church, you know, you might scratch your head like, why do people still come? Right? They become because we know in our hearts, we know the Eucharist is true. We know it's our Lord, and he reaches out to us and draws us to himself. We need the Eucharist. That being said, we need to reach out to those who we know who have not been attending Mass for the past year. There's not been a single outbreak associated with a Catholic church in this country and in the world that we are aware of. Our churches are safe. They have been the entire time. And now, praise God, in this country, the virus is settling down. It is more than safe to return to church. And we know that we need the graces of the Eucharist.